The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've got White Ribbon Day coming up this Saturday, a very important day in the calendar.
Yeah, it's one that sort of shines a spotlight and aims to do two things, support those affected by domestic violence, but also aims to put a stop to it, to put an end to it. And a couple of great events are happening this week at the Hop Temple in support of Risk and White Ribbon. And joining us to chat about it from the Hop Temple, we've got Zach Hill. How are you going, Zach?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we are good. Now, you've got some exciting things happening at Hop Temple, both tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight, you've got the locals laneway supporting Risk and White Ribbon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's part of... We just decided to get together with a few hospitality and beverage businesses, show our support and run a bit of an event that's both fun to go to, but it obviously raises some awareness around the issue. So the guys from the Forge are down tonight with the Red Duck Brewery team, and they'll be serving up some beef ragout and some gelato in the alleyway, which will be pretty good, I reckon.
I love the sound of that. That sounds amazing. And funds raised throughout the night, they go towards Risk, is that correct?
Yeah, so we've been putting a percentage of all food and beverage sales towards Risk, because we're also doing them as our bingo charity of the month, which is great.
So, of course, because musical bingo, if you've never been at the Hop Temple, it is a spectacular night. It's a lot of fun. Things get a little bit rowdy, but I think that's all in the spirit of it. For tomorrow night, of course, also raising money for Risk and White Ribbon Day. Do people need to book a table, Zach? Because I know it's very popular.
Yeah, definitely book a table. I mean, we pretty much book out every week now, so it's really good, and people love going out and having some fun, but it's all for a good cause at the end of the day.
Well, that's a win-win, isn't it? You're having a great time, you're supporting a great cause. For anyone who hasn't been to musical bingo before, I mean, we know it's a ton of fun.
Yes.
But how does it go? Tell us a little bit about it.
Basically, there's three rounds of bingo. The first round is that sort of classic, older-style bingo that you would know, the numbers round, legs 11, going off all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next two rounds are the musical round. So a good example is like one musical round, the movie round. So on the little card, you got 12 movies down there. We play iconic songs from those movies over the speakers. As you guys said, basically you just sing and dance the whole time. We tell you what the movie is afterwards and we all have a good time.
Yeah.
It sounds like an absolute blast. Locals Laneway, that's tonight. Musical bingo tomorrow night. If people are looking for more information or if they want to reach out to you guys to book a table or anything like that, what's the best point of contact?
Just give us a call at the venue, which is probably the best way to do it. And that's definitely the best way to book a table. Also, check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's got all the details there. And while you're checking all that out, don't forget to have a look up while you're there, because Hop Lane has just got those white umbrellas at the moment, which looks spectacular in support of White Ribbon Day too.
I was a little bit worried they weren't going to be there after Saturday night, but that's all right.
They held up, which is great to see.
Yeah.
Excellent work, Zach. Can't wait to see you tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.